If he told us the truth and he hasn't left us without a comfort, that's the Holy Spirit. But you must receive it because you have that free will to choose. Choose you this day whom you will receive. Choose you this day whom you will worship. Choose you this day whom you'll listen to. This thing is simple. It's right down to where you are unique. You are original with God. You are one of a kind. There's not going to be any more of you, and you know it. And if there is, somebody's going to be in trouble. You're so original with God because God wants just what you've got to give Him, your love and adoration. Out of the abundance of a heart who knows who God is and what He is, that's what He wants. I sometimes think that those people that pass me on the freeway from day to day and from time to time with my right arm over the back end of the seat doing 65 miles an hour in and out of that wild traffic, got my head back and I'm laughing and tears running down my face. Can't you see a guy driving by me from New Hampshire saying, I knew it, they're all crazy out here. Just praising God and thanking God, don't have any shopping list, don't have any wants. I'm just telling Him, I love you. I thank you for being God. I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you for the ministry you've given me. I thank you for your holy word. I just thank you for being you. Does that sound weird? That's me. And it took me 20 years to get there. I don't think you've got 20 years to get there. You better get there tonight. And the most beautiful thing in the world is if you lay everything up on that throne of grace and say, you do it, I can't. I've already tried and I've proven that I can't do it. You do it. While you're getting it done, give me some joy, peace, and patience, and wisdom, and understanding, and somebody to witness to. Would you please go clear down to verse 26 with me, please? I want you to read the same thing again that you just read in 17. Would you read with me again? But the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. Do 27, please. Peace I live with you. I want to ask you to read that 5 more times. Isn't that the wildest piece of scripture you can possibly imagine outside of John 10, 9 and 10, where it says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and you shall be saved. Isn't that wild? Now He's turned around. Now that you've done that, now that you believe me, I'll do all the rest of it. There's the finest bargain in the world. You believe, and then the Lord says, then I'll show you. And today as a Christian, He's saying the same thing. Keep right on believing and I'll keep right on showing you. I've made it simple. I told you where I'm going to go. I told you what I'm going to do in between. I told you what to do at the start. Confess me as Lord and Savior. Praise me in between. I'll do the whole thing. We'll all end up together in the same spot. I can think of all of the various people that I've talked to over this past years. But more than trying to recount to you the things that I've seen, let me say this to you. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, I better go the other way. Because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I don't care whether you're 16 or 60, God said that He'd make up that time where the canker and the worm would have eaten. And I stand here tonight in your presence as living proof. I've seen more in the last 3 years than I've seen in the last 30 years where Jesus Christ is concerned. You better believe. I was sitting over there watching Ernie and Deb singing Hosanna and clapping their hands, throwing them in the air. And I thought, if I'd have seen that 10 years ago, I'd have ran. Bunch of Pentecostals. Can't you see somebody driving by this place and they say, I knew it. I knew. Yelling hallelujah and hosanna and slapping her hands bigger than life. And because God is no respecter of persons, that which he's done for me, that's what he's done for Chuck Smith, that which he has done for Billy Graham, he'll do for you because he's no respecter of persons. All you have to do is be perfectly determined that this thing is so simple and so easy, and he's laid it down and laid it out, and all you have to do is walk in and pick up all the spoils, because you're more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. More than a conqueror. How can you be more than a conqueror? That means all the battles are fought, and you walk in and get the goodies. But because you've practiced fighting and stabbing and backbiting and worrying and sighing and wondering and playing the what-if game, God says, what are you doing? Well, I'm working this thing out. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do? Lord said, did I teach you to do that? You say, no. What did the Lord teach you? He taught you this right here. Here's the end, here's the middle, and you've already done the beginning. If you're sitting here tonight and you don't know what I'm talking about Jesus Christ loves you so much that he has an absolute, what adjective shall I use? Exceedingly abundantly able to do above all that you ask or think. If you haven't got Jesus Christ, have you got something better than that? Exceedingly abundantly able to do above all that you ask or think. Jehovah God, the creator of heavens and earth, is holding that promise between you and I, and it was guaranteed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And then you know what? The final thing is this. Then he sent the power of the Holy Spirit to get the whole thing done so we don't have to do anything but sit down and get all the goodies. Jesus Christ brings it to you. You're made to sit, not stand, not walk, not run, not jump up and down. Not worry, not pace back and forth. You're made to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Sit, like you are right now. If you sit, then all your weight's off your feet. Figuratively speaking, that's the way it should be spiritually. All your problems should not be carried by you. Let Jesus Christ bear your burdens like that chair when you sit bears your burdens. I prayed and asked the Lord when to quit. He said, I'll show you. I told the pastor before he left in the best language that I could find at my command that I think I'd like to speak to the people because the things that I see in the body I'd like to share with them. And then when I went home to pray about the thing after I spoke to him, God says, what are you going to tell them? I said, the things that I've seen. He said, fine. But before you tell them about the things that you've seen, you better tell them about the things that I tell you. I said, all right, Lord, I'm open for anything. And he started in on me, and for about 5 or 6 days, he worked on me. It's all so simple. It's all so easy. It's all so simple. It's all so easy. You have no strain. If you've entered into my rest, you've ceased from your own labors. Tell that to the people. Tell them that I love them. Tell them I'll do the whole thing if they'll trust me for them. Tell them I'll give them the power of the Holy Spirit to get it done. So I've told you. You can bear your own burdens or you can let him do it. If you're sitting here tonight and you don't know who Jesus Christ is, tonight's a good time to meet him. I don't care whether you stand up or put your hand in the air, you can go out of here just as empty as you came in, or you can have all the things that I'm talking about. You'll still have trials, but they'll never depress you, they'll never defeat you, and you'll have everlasting life to go with it. And what a bargain that is. I'm talking about salvation of Jesus Christ. There's no hard sell and there's no soft sell. It's just there as a fact. And if you want it tonight, you can have it. If you want it, you can go over to that end room to my left, to your right, and you can walk in that door. And a young man will sit down with you, or I'll come up myself and tell you just exactly what I said all over again. I only have one truth, folks. I know where I'm going. I know how to get there. I know who's going to give me the power from now until he comes. And after I get there, I've got it locked. You can join me or keep what you got. If you're a Christian in here tonight who has made a dedication at one time of your life and you've gone somewhere else and come back, oh my, come back. The hole that you've dug, you will only get deeper. If you're a Christian in here tonight and you're struggling, you're worrying, and you've got a problem, you're sighing and the whole bit, then I go back to that last thing that I gave you, and that's the Holy Spirit. You purpose in your own heart before you go to bed tonight that God's going to take care of the problem. You wake up tomorrow morning, you read the Bible. Before you read it, you ask God to teach you what's on the pages, and then you flat get it on from there on out. Because you've turned the problem over to Him, and now you've got nothing but joy and peace and love and discernment and strength and wisdom and a whole world to witness to. And He'll shove so many people in front of you that you'll get laryngitis. And every one of them that asks you, what's the matter with you? Because I've known you for 10 years and all you're doing is smiling now. All you've got to do is say just about two words to them. Or you can boil it down to one if you want. You just say, Jesus. Half of them will wave their hand at you and say, oh, that's what I thought. And you planted a seed that person has to live with the rest of the days of their life. Isn't that wild? You don't have to drag them in the kingdom of heaven by the hair of the head. It's all so easy. You've got it and you know it. All you have to do is give it away. Not your cantankerous, nasty, grasping ways. Not your egotism, not your self-satisfiedness. Turn that all over to the Lord. Let Him start to pare and sandpaper you down into the shape that He wants. The grade of sandpaper He uses depends upon how long you stay out of His presence. You got a problem? There's all kinds of ministers in here. Come in here and we'll pray with you. When you come in, I'm going to ask you three things. First, are you a Christian? Secondly, do you read your Bible regularly? And third, do you pray? And so help me if you say, yeah, but after that, I'll pray for you. May we all pray. Father, we thank You tonight that You have made this thing so very easy for us. That Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, has done the whole thing. And Lord, I just ask You tonight to seal to the hearts here Your words. For You've said that You've gone to prepare a place for us and that You will come back. Oh, my Lord, Maranatha, come quickly. And in the interim, Lord, we ask You to just pour out Your Holy Spirit with power and with love. And give us that sound mind and the singleness of direction that we might witness to others that those that You've chosen might enter in. And Father, we're just so thankful tonight that You've chosen us, and we just praise Your holy name. Even as we sang in the song tonight, Lord, that which we have for You, our belief in You, is genuine, not old-fashioned. And it's simple, and it's easy. And it's meek. Lord, go with Your people this night and bless them with Your Holy Spirit, with a knowledge and a hunger for Your word, and cause them to have that ear, Lord, to hear what the Spirit has to say to them, because that's what they want, that they might glorify You. And we just thank You and we praise You right now in Jesus' name. And we all agree together by saying again, amen. God bless you and good night.